Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now clear sky, 52 degrees. And if you're outside, you'll notice that south wind gusting to 36 miles per hour. Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News the new police chief is in town this week, looking to get a head start on the job. WPD has been the center of several controversies over the past few months.
I think he knows what he's walking into. The city manager has been in touch with him about different things that have been happening more recently throughout the city. When we're done, we're going to make the best police department in the entire Midwest. We are just lining up the right policy coming in from the third-party Jensen Huge study. We have the right resources. We have more money going into public safety than at any time in our city's history. And we got to line up the right leadership.
Joseph Sullivan is scheduled to start work in Wichita next month. Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show on KNSS. Hawaii leaders say they are closely watching the eruption of Mauna Loa volcano, but it is not prompting evacuations at the moment.
Hawaii Governor David Ige says lava flows from Mauna Loa are not a threat to communities on the downslope from the volcano, but it's not the only potential danger. The governor says people who live nearby need to be aware of volcanic gas and ash floating in the air.
So certainly we would ask those with respiratory sensitivities to take precautions to minimize exposure.
Schools are remaining open for the time being, but emergency management officials and civil defense are activated if a fast response is needed. The National Guard remains on standby. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Kansas State Senator Gene Sullentrop has announced his intention to step down from his seat sometime in January.
The Wichita Republican was arrested in Topeka in 2021 on charges of driving under the influence and reckless driving. The Kansas Highway Patrol arrested him for driving on the wrong side of the road on I-70 and for not stopping when troopers tried to pull him over. He was sentenced to 6 months for DUI and 90 days for reckless driving. However, all but 2 days were suspended of his sentence. As part of a deal, the felony charge of running from law enforcement was dropped. In an email to Senate President Ty Masterson, Sullentrop stated that he will not be returning to the legislature in January. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita police have identified a man who died in a crash on Kellogg over the weekend. 27-year-old Chandler Christensen of Wichita was killed in a crash Saturday night on Kellogg near I-135. Investigators say Christensen was traveling westbound on Kellogg in a GMC Sierra when he attempted to exit at Washington. Police say he lost control of the vehicle, left the roadway, striking two trees before Christensen was ejected. One person is dead following an early morning fire Monday in Junction City. First responders found flames coming from the trailer home. One person was found dead inside. The person's name has not been released. Cause of the blaze remains under investigation. Idaho police continue to investigate the murder of four college students as classes resume following winter break. Fox's Matt Finn reports.
Moscow police insist they are making progress in this quadruple murder investigation, but the killer or killers are still on the loose. Many students return back to campus after winter break. The University of Idaho is giving students the option to finish classes in person or online if they do not feel safe on campus. The murder investigation carried on over the holiday weekend. Fox's Dan Springer reports the FBI's Behavioral Analysis Unit went to the murder scene, then met with the Latah County prosecutors. The father of Kaylee Goncalves tells Fox News he used family passwords to access his daughter's cell phone and turned information over to investigators.
Police say they have collected DNA from inside the house where the murders took place in Idaho. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Stephen 10 in the morning, KNSS. 6:09, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. A dog was killed in a house fire in Hutchinson Monday morning in the 900 block of North Obie Road. Fire crews reported heavy smoke coming from the residence as they arrived. Once inside, they were able to quickly get the fire under control. No injuries to humans were reported. Christmas tree buyers in Colorado will have a hard time getting one for the holidays. Fox's Kim Posey in Denver reports.
Pete Elliott owns NiceChristmasTrees.com and has four tree lots in the metro.
We bring in about 12,000 trees.
Elliott tells the problem solvers he has plenty of trees, but he is running low on certain types, like the larger Fraser firs and nobles.
The bigger nobles we're really short on. Pretty much out, to be honest.
Other operations are seeing similar issues. The gardens in Highlands Ranch usually sells about 1,100 trees. This year, they only received 600. A recent survey showed 71% of growers expected a wholesale price increase of 5 to 15%. Elliott says his prices are similar to last year, while other places tell us they've had to raise prices.
The Real Christmas Tree Board estimates the average cost of a Christmas tree this year to be between $80 and $100, and that's up from the average cost at $70 from last year. A massive rescue operation in Minnesota after several dozen people were stranded on a lake.
The Beltrami County Sheriff's Office says it got a 911 call around midday Monday from people who were ice fishing on Upper Red Lake, reporting a large chunk of ice broke from the shoreline, stranding about 100 people. When they got there, the ice chunk was about 30 yards from the shore. A temporary bridge was set up on the southeast corner of the lake, and people were taken to safety. The Sheriff's Office warned that this early in the season, ice is unpredictable, and people should use caution. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
Today, we are all being asked to be generous.
Today is the 10th annual Giving Tuesday. The day was created as a way to encourage people worldwide to show generosity, either through donations to worthy causes or volunteering at places such as shelters and soup kitchens, or other worthwhile ventures such as organizing food and clothing drives. Businesses are encouraged to organize events for employees. The creators of the day encourage sharing of your efforts on social media using the Giving Tuesday hashtag. Eben Brown, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:11. Make that 6:12. 12 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Gasoline prices at the high end in Wichita, $2.99 a gallon. Pretty easy to find $2.96 a gallon. That appears to be kind of an average, but the lowest ones I'm seeing out there this morning, and a few of them are popping up now. 293, spotted 293 at Pawnee and Hillside. Also, Maple and Tyler. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An area of low pressure is currently in central Kansas with a strong cold front headed our direction. We are about as warm as we are going to get right now, but temperatures will fall into the low 30s by this afternoon with a gusty northwest wind. Some flurries possible through this evening, then clearing off overnight to low 23, sunny and 42 tomorrow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a clear sky, gusty south wind, gusting up to about 30 miles per hour and 51 degrees. Stephen 10 in the morning, KNSS. Today is Tuesday, November 29th, another partly cloudy, breezy day across central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature was 56 degrees. Normal high for the date, 51. So kind of balmy out there, actually, yesterday. But as you heard, not so much today. We're gonna start cooling off later on today. On this date in 1888, Wichita recorded its snowiest November on record with a total of 9 inches. It's interesting that this occurred during the first year of Wichita's climate record. In other words, they started keeping records in 1888. And we set a record that November the first year for Wichita. How about that? On this date in 1963, President Lyndon B. Johnson named a commission headed by Earl Warren to investigate the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. There were some pretty heavy hitters on that commission, including future President Gerald Ford. And they spent a long time, and they had a lot of 15, 20 volumes of material, concluding that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. Days after flocking to stores on Black Friday, consumers went online on Cyber Monday to score more discounts on gifts and other items that have ballooned in price because of high inflation. Cyber Monday was expected to remain the year's biggest online shopping day and rake in up to $11.6 billion in sales. That's according to Adobe Analytics, which tracks transactions at over 85 of the top 100 U.S. online stores. That forecast was a jump from the $10.7 billion consumers spent last year. Shoppers spent a record $9.12 billion online on Black Friday. That's up 2.3% from last year, according to Adobe.
Contributed $0 to either of those entities.
Well, Shelley and I had a good adventure yesterday, toward evening. A beautiful sunset, by the way. I don't know if you got to see it. Pink, absolutely beautiful. We
love a beautiful sunset.
She wanted to go over to Walmart where we're supposed to pick up a $3 item that she had ordered. And we're supposed to pick it up at Walmart. She'd ordered this thing, and we went and we drove into the little lane there. We found it where she made the phone call, and the person spent about, 4 or 5 minutes trying to spell our last name. At the end of the day, they didn't have it because she didn't have the receipt with the code number and all that stuff. So
good shopping experience.
Person who can't, you can't somehow take a person's name and find it.
Nope.
You just can't do it. It's impossible. My last name is apparently impossible for 99% of people to spell. I don't know. I don't know who's in charge, but sometimes it looks like nobody. She wound up going into the store and buying whatever she wanted.
Right, which is, that's your other option, is actually walking into the store, picking up the item you want, and personally paying for it.
Shelley's a strange woman. She doesn't like to shop. She doesn't like to go in stores. Never has.
Hmm.
She makes it kind of easy on me but now she's figured out how to do it online, so it's costing me a lot of money. All right, it's 6:16.
Sometimes the process is more trouble than it's worth, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's a little more complicated than I want to. Because they were wanting to text, she was going to text her something in the car, and she didn't have herself, or she didn't have, or incapable of texting, or whatever. And finally, we just gave up, I've been doing something kind of fun. I don't know if you, I know you could do it, but sometimes I'm sorry. I just keep picking up the phone when it's these telemarketers, and I just keep doing it. You never know when it could be somebody.
Boy, I'm the opposite of you.
Yeah.
I'm not answering.
The caller ID will not show sometimes, and so anyway, they'll ask me a question, and I'll launch. The other night, I launched in some German accent.
That
gibberish
that
you do.
Mm-hmm.
I tried some of that. Long pause.
And they're gone?
They're gone.
Oh, well done.
Yeah. And after my fourth or fifth call the other day from a company looking for Mark McIntosh, I finally explained.
Oh, boy.
Young man, you're looking for my father. He's been dead since the last century.
Not me.
Oh, okay. We'll take him off the list.
They always say that.
Yeah.
And the next day you get a call.
Another call.
Yep.
Oh, what fun. I don't know. It'd be fun to record some of these and some great responses to them. All right, it's coming up on 6:18, Stephen, 10 in the morning.
Well, it all goes back to Archie Bunker. When the guy came to the door and said, "Sir, may I have a moment of your time?"
Nope.
I said, "No." Slam the door.
I've done that. I've done that on the phone. May I talk to you for a moment? Nope.
Nope.
Goodbye. Ah, the Grinch. Here we go. 6:18, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Time for Leadoff Sports this morning with Ted Woodward. And we've got some basketball tonight here in Wichita.
Big
game.
Yeah. Missouri.
Undefeated
Missouri comes to town for college men's basketball action to take on the Shockers, who have won 3 of their last 4. There are only 20 undefeated teams in the nation. Missouri is one of them. The Shockers won last year at Missouri, and now they play here in Wichita. This is Missouri making only its second visit ever here to Wichita. It'll be the first time in front of fans. Last time Missouri came here, it was during the pandemic, and there were 0 fans. They played in front of an empty Coke Arena. A little bit different this time.
It should be.
Quite the scene tonight. FanDuel has the Shockers as a 1.5-point underdog. It's expected to be close. Undefeated Missouri and the Shockers. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl begin their pregame coverage at 6 o'clock. The game will tip off at 7 o'clock tonight in Coke Arena. Of course, listen to the Shockers live tonight on 103.7 KEYN. Men's basketball action last night in Lawrence. 9th-ranked Kansas taking on Texas Southern. And the Jayhawks, it was a rematch of a game these teams met several months ago in the first round of the NCAA tournament. This one was all Jayhawks. You heard the game last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Kansas by 30. Here's a three in the corner from Walker that misses short. Rebound, Jalen Wilson. Up the court to Rice. This could be fun. A right-hand hammer thrown down with authority. MJ Rice having a career night here in the fog.
The duck. He almost hit his head on the rim.
Jayhawks win at 87-55, improving to 7-1 on the season. Jalen Wilson led the Jayhawks with 22 points, including 5 3-pointers. Little note from this game, it was the final game for TV play-by-play guy Dave Armstrong. He's wrapped up his 38-year career doing all sorts of professional and college sports.
He was here in Wichita.
He was Channel 3. Channel 3 sports guy for a few years.
When he was young.
He's gone on to a long time doing a lot of Big 8, Big 12 college sports.
He had a good career.
Others as well. Oh, very, very, very good. Last game for Dave Armstrong behind the mic on TV. And they'll talk about it tonight, KU Hawk Talk, the weekly show with head coach Bill Self. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight over on KFH. Soccer, the World Cup, this afternoon at 1 o'clock. What a matchup, the United States versus Iran. Their first World Cup meeting in 24 years. USA has to win to advance into the round of 16, so it's all on the line today. And of course, these two countries have a long, troubled history with each other. USA and Iran at 1 o'clock. This afternoon. We do have, we'll talk some volleyball tonight. The WSU Volleyball Coaches Show with head coach Chris Lamb. That'll be at 5 o'clock tonight over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH as the Shockers are getting ready for the postseason. They're going to host the National Invitational Volleyball Championship match on Sunday. That'll be played at Coke Arena as the Shockers are in the postseason for the first time in 4 years. And in women's basketball, Friends University wins at home last night, beats Avila 70-61. The Friends ladies are off to a 6-2 start, and they're undefeated at home. At sports with Steve and Ted.
6:21 now, keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Your doctor can help you deal with anxiety. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 on a Tuesday morning now, and 51 degrees. Tensions are boiling over between the U.S. and Iran ahead of their matchup in the FIFA World Cup. Fox's Rich Edson reports.
An unusual pregame news conference at the World Cup, though this is the United States versus Iran. A match to decide if the U.S. or Iran advances to the next round grew even more contentious when the U.S. Soccer Federation posted images on social media that removed the Islamic Republic's emblem from the center of the regime's flag. The federation has deleted the controversial image and includes the standard Iranian flag on its other posts. U.S. Soccer says it was supporting women in Iran. Iran's government-backed media has called on FIFA to expel the U.S. from the World Cup. Team USA players and coaches say they knew nothing about the altered flag ahead of the posts, though they endorse the sentiment.
The game will be played this afternoon. An inmate has died at the Lansing Correctional Facility after being found unresponsive Saturday. The Kansas Department of Corrections and the KBI are investigating the death of 53-year-old George Dobbs, who passed away while under observation. Dobbs was serving an 89-month sentence on a drug conviction. He was in the prison infirmary when staff found him unresponsive. They began life-saving measures, but after emergency medical services arrived, Dobbs was pronounced dead. Cause of the death is pending the results of an independent autopsy.
The Kansas Highway Patrol reports more than 100 accidents during the Thanksgiving weekend. 80 of those were non-injury accidents, but 3 were fatalities, and 25 of them were car versus deer accidents. Trooper Chad Crittenden reminds drivers not to travel while tired during the holiday season.
As we're traveling across the United States out there, a lot of folks are really tired. We need to make sure we're getting a good night's rest before we take these long trips that we're planning out, or make sure you're switching with other occupants in the vehicle.
Trooper Crittenden also reminds drivers who may end up with mechanical or other issues on Kansas roads, you can always call *47 to connect with Kansas Highway Patrol dispatchers who can send assistance to your location.
The teenager behind a hate-fueled Buffalo supermarket massacre will be locked up for life.
It's an automatic life sentence without the possibility of parole for 19-year-old Peyton Gendron following his guilty plea in Erie County, New York, in the mass shooting in May at Topps Supermarket that left 10 dead and 3 hurt in what prosecutor John Flynn calls
a racially motivated attack fueled by white supremacist ideology, specifically targeting black people.
Gendron posted racist writings online prior to the massacre. He'll be sentenced in February, though he previously pled not guilty to separate federal hate crime charges that could carry the death penalty. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Democratic Congressman Donald McEachin has died.
The 61-year-old Virginia lawmaker losing a 9-year battle with colorectal cancer. McEachin was first elected to Congress in 2016, serving Virginia's 4th District. He was reelected to the House for a 4th term earlier this month. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi issuing a statement saying McEachin was a tireless champion for Virginia families and a force for economic opportunity and justice. He survived by his wife and 3 children. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It is breezy and fairly nice here this morning, but that is all going to be changing as we go throughout the next several hours. A cold front is headed our direction from the northwest. Once it moves through, winds become northwesterly and temperatures fall into the low 30s by the drive home. As Arctic air spills in, some flurries possible through this evening, clearing with a low 23, sunny and 42 tomorrow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now clear sky, 51 degrees, and we have a gusty southwest. Southwest wind gusting up to about 30 miles per hour. Today is Tuesday, November 29th, 2022. On this date in 1981, film star Natalie Wood drowned in a boating accident off Santa Catalina Island, California. She was 43 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. A great star. One of my favorites, Natalie Wood, from the time she was a child. She was acting in movies. And, of course, as we found out, she had a terrible fear of water. And she winds up drowning.
Supposedly, there were weird things going on that boat that night. Yeah.
On this date in 1986, actor Cary Grant died in Davenport, Iowa at age 82.
Of all the places in the world that Cary Grant would pass, you wouldn't think Davenport,
you'd think
Iowa.
Hollywood or London.
Yeah.
Cary Grant, Mr. Suave, 82. Lived to be 82 years old. All right, just see what else we got going on today here. The family of Eliana Torres, who was killed in the massacre at Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas, filed a lawsuit Monday against nearly 2 dozen people and entities, including the gun manufacturer and store that provided the rifle used in the May 24th attack, and law enforcement officials who responded to the scene. This is according to court documents. Eliana was a 10-year-old fourth grader who, along with 18 other students and 2 teachers, was gunned down in a classroom just a few days before school was to let out for the summer. At least 17 others were wounded. The 76-page federal lawsuit filed by Everytown Law and a Texas law firm on behalf of Sandra Torres and Eliana's siblings alleges the mass shooting was enabled by the illegal, reckless, and negligent actions of gun manufacturer Daniel Defense. Investigators have said the Uvalde shooter used an AR-15-style rifle manufactured by Daniel Defense. And that's if your judge starts finding in those cases that gun makers are liable, it's going to change the scope of gun manufacturing, I'm afraid.
No, it won't. They have enough money to combat things legally and tie things up in court for decades, which like they always have.
Bottomless pit of money. Although Jermell St. Do you know Jermell Scott Sr.? You know who he is, Ted?
I do not.
He hadn't picked up a basketball since 2015. He managed to do something that even NBA pros can't always accomplish, landing a half-court shot at a Milwaukee Bucks game last week. The father of 3 had gone to last Monday's game because his son, Jermell Scott Jr., who has sickle cell anemia, was being honored as the team's star of the year. Although he says he wasn't expecting to be thrust into the spotlight, Scott says he reluctantly agreed when he was asked to take the Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino jackpot shot, which offers a $10,000 prize for sinking the ball from half court. I said, sure, why not? Sign me up, he says. And once he was on the court, he managed to make a layup, so apparently got to make 3. Then a free throw or four, and then a three-pointer before landing the big shot.
So yeah, the Shockers used to do that.
I was going to say, don't they do that out there? But, yeah, he made the one from half court. You know, when I was a young man playing basketball, before the coach came up to start the practice, we got to shoot the ball for about 10, 15 minutes. You're supposed to be working on, 10 foot off the glass, Of course, I would wind up at half court, chucking my half court shots. I got pretty good. I got to where I could make about maybe one out of three. On my good day, one out of two. But, it's just like any other shot. If you learn the technique, you can make them.
Of course, our old friend Bill Roy from the Wichita Business Journal made that half court shot in Ahern.
Yeah, I forgot about
that. He was up at K-State. I think my other favorite half court is the episode of Frasier where Niles made a half court shot at a Supersonics game and wouldn't shut up about it.
I loved that episode. There's somebody, yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, coming at 6:38 now, coming up in just about an hour from now, we've got Sedgwick County Commissioner Pete.
Oh, Weissman, that's right. Tuesdays with Pete.
All right, Jad, what you got? You got traffic? Nope. Okay. It's 6:38 now. Let's see what else we got going on this morning. You heard our story about the new police chief in town this week, getting an early start.
Getting things going, yep.
He just can't wait to get involved with a police department that's had a number of controversies over the past year or two. But
When you've got a new job, you want to hit the ground running.
And one of the things he's going to have to do is probably deal with some unsatisfactory things for a while, but I'm sure he's going to get a lot of support. I hope he does from City Hall and the people at City
Hope
Hall.
So.
All right. Well, are you going to have we're having some difficulty this morning in reaching our good friend Tom Leffler at Leffler Commodities. And we haven't had – usually we have him on without a hitch, but this morning we're having some problems. So what else is going on? You've got the ball game tonight.
Got the Shocker game tonight. Looking forward to it.
Missouri.
Missouri coming here for only the second time ever.
7-0. Of course, they were for years and years, they were part of the Big Eight Conference.
Yeah.
Big Eight. K-State and all those people.
And so they left and went to the Southeastern Conference.
So I would imagine the Shockers didn't play them many times over the years.
No, I think they played them. We played them three times back in the 50s and then didn't play them again until just a few years ago.
Okay. So, all right.
Decades without playing the Missouri, which is kind of stupid. They're in the next state. Should play them with some regularity.
Yeah. And they usually, over the years, from I remember, they've usually had some pretty good basketball teams over there.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Had a coach, what, Norm Stewart? Is that his
name? Norm Stewart.
That guy he won a lot of games at Missouri. So, yeah, that'll be fun tonight, Ted. It's going to be kind of chilly getting into the parking lot. But other than that, they'll have the heaters turned on inside Coke Arena. And you're going to have a good time. So how's it going this year so far? You're doing the PA announcing this year, of course. Everything going pretty smooth so far?
Oh, yeah, it's been fun.
All right.
Got people back in the building, no masks.
What? It's just like a real season. Good. All right, 6:41 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And Don Grant, CFP, the Bunny Tracker, on the way this morning. We'll be checking in with him here in just a few minutes. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Brought to you by Purple Wave Auction.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS, 6:45 on a Tuesday morning. How about three big things?
Three.
Mayor Whipple says new police chief Joseph Sullivan already at work in Wichita.
Two.
Highway Patrol reports more than 100 traffic accidents in Kansas over the Thanksgiving weekend.
One.
Mauna Loa volcano erupts in Hawaii the first time in 38 years. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volume's just starting to pick up out there right now. We're not really seeing too much in the way of slowdowns just yet. However, gasoline prices continue on a downward trend, $2.99 at the high end. At the low end today, I'm seeing some $2.93 a gallon gasoline. Spotted that near Maple and Tyler, Central and Greenwich. Yeah. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Partly cloudy with a 20% chance for light snow later today. Temperatures falling to a low of 33 degrees. Monday's high, by the way, was 56. Cold with a 20% chance for light snow tonight, dipping down to 21 for an overnight low. And then on Wednesday, sunny and cool. Tomorrow's high, just 40 degrees. Now a clear sky, 51 degrees, and we have a southwest wind gusting to 30 miles per hour. Wall Street begins the week on a down note.
All three major averages falling more than 1% on China COVID concerns as protests over COVID lockdowns drive global growth worries. The Dow down 497 points, the S&P off by 62, the NASDAQ falling 176. In addition to China's problems, investors had to deal with not one but three Fed officials making hawkish comments. Among them, Federal Bank of St. Louis President James Bullard saying that markets are underestimating the chances that policymakers will lift rates even more aggressively next year. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
6:47 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. We're a little early, but Josh, I can't wait for Don Grant to see the money tracker. Hey, good to see you, sir. I've been out for a while myself. But now, listen, was it last weekend that the Wagon Masters were out of Cowtown doing something? Were you
Well, we cooked turkeys, yeah.
Yeah, it was turkey. I was seeing something about it. What happened out there?
Did you go? I think there was probably 150 turkeys cooked and given away to lower-income families.
Yeah.
And then we smoked turkeys for ourselves, too. I mean, we just as a service for families, so we don't have to, you know, necessarily heat up the kitchen on too much on Thanksgiving.
So I know you and some other organizations were doing that, and that's a great deal.
It is. It is. It's something that was started by Ken Atnip, one of our wagon masters, a former police officer,
yes.
and he realizes the need. The officers go around and deliver them to the families. And,
so the officers, they are the ones who identify the persons who will get the thing.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works. There's a couple of organizations involved in it.
We had
as well.
A deal we did over at KEYN back in the 70s.
Uh huh.
And
throwing frozen turkeys out
no,
of a helicopter.
No, it was Christmas Crusade for Children.
Uh huh.
And it started. I actually helped start it when I did a commentary about a young girl who was shoplifting a bicycle for one of her. She was about 11. For one of her siblings.
Oh, man.
And the police, I got this story from the police, and we went with that, and suddenly there was this groundswell. What can we do about this? And our program director at the time, a guy named Roger Mundy, came up with basically the idea, we'll have the police find the families that need it, and we're going to raise money and stuff. And we did that for about
that's great.
5 or 6 years. Then Roger left, and they took it to KFDI for a while.
Uh-huh.
And it was a great thing. It just went on, I don't know how many
years.
What
was it called again?
Christmas Crusade for Children.
Yeah, that's great.
And
that's great.
The police department loved it because they got to be the good guys.
Yeah,
They ought to restart it if they want some good community relations.
You're telling me.
It's a great idea. All right, exactly. Well, we digress a little bit this morning because I don't know what you're going to talk about.
Well, we're going to talk about house hacking.
House hacking.
To live rent-free.
Ooh.
Yeah, we could do that. You know, a good friend of mine in Los Angeles purchased a modern 60s-built home in the Hollywood Hills back in the mid-80s. Now, she put a lot of work into the home and eventually got it on the radar of location scouts, whose job it was to find film locations for TV and film. It quickly paid for itself. Now, if you could be in the process of buying your home and live there for free, would you do it? Well, it is possible even though you don't have to live in Hollywood. Now, the latest jargon dubs it as house hacking. I don't know if I like that hacking word, but it makes it sound like you're doing something bad, you know. But it means that you devise a way to let someone else pay your mortgage while you still live in the home. And there are several strategies, some less invasive than others. A simple version would be renting out a garage stall. Now, there are plenty of car enthusiasts who have classic cars with no place to store them. Depending upon how much access they want to the car, your garage may make you a couple $100 a month. The same goes for storing people's furniture or other junk that they don't have room for. There are websites and apps out there that allow you to advertise, or you could just stick it on Craigslist, probably. Be careful. You may have a home with an in-law unit or an accessory dwelling unit, an ADU. That's a legal residence that is separated from your living space to be rented out. Surprisingly, many higher-end neighborhoods in pricey cities encourage these arrangements to help house people who may work in a support industry but can't afford to buy a home or rent an apartment in the area that they work. Rent out a room to either a permanent or a non-permanent resident, or perhaps through a nightly or weekly rental agency. You'll need a certain personality to live with what is initially a stranger, but the rewards can be great if you can keep the room occupied with paying customers. Now, whether it's the garage, a storage unit, and in your yard, or a bedroom upstairs, you'll need to take on landlord responsibilities. There are some tax considerations you'll need to account for, but that shouldn't keep you from dramatically lowering what you pay to live in your home. And, of course, if you have any questions, give me a call. Number 634-2222. Just ask for me, Don Grant.
Don, today is the National Day of Giving.
Okay.
We've all, a lot of us anyway, not all of us, but some of us, many of us have gone shopping over the weekend and searching for the best possible deals. National Day of Giving reminds us that there are people out there who are in need and we need to give some things to them. Look for our favorite charities or causes, a reminder to lift others up during a generous time of the year. I don't know that we need reminding, but there it is.
Yeah.
National Day of Giving. This implies that the Black Friday and Cyber Monday were national days of complete selfishness.
Glutton. Yeah.
All right. Ted, who's the most selfish person you know? Oh, never mind. That's probably something you don't want to mention on the radio, right?
Give that some thought.
Yeah. Well, it's
there are a few I would like to broadcast. No,
yeah, I know. But this is a pretty good, Wichita's a pretty good town for people who volunteer and do
volunteering. So.
I think so. I mean, just look, I'm involved in a Riverfest. Just look at the thousands of hours that are put in there.
Tens of thousands
of hours that are put in by volunteers just to put on a party, and they love it.
Yeah.
You know?
And they do a great job.
Yeah.
Well, just 2 weeks ago, I did the National Philanthropy Day luncheon.
You did, right.
Highlighting people in this town that just give so much of their time and money to great charitable causes.
Yeah.
And don't often get recognized for such.
They don't need to be reminded about National Day of Giving back or whatever. Heck, the day is.
Well, I guess this is for the Grinches out there.
Yeah, okay. You know,
by the way, have you got a Grinch in your, you got an inflatable Grinch in your yard or anything?
I'm not Tom Leffler. I don't have one. His broke down, though, I understand.
Yeah, it broke its tether and flew off to Nebraska.
Colder weather.
The Grinch who left Augusta.
That's
all right, National Day of Giving, but we think every day is a day of giving, right?
It is.
All right.
It is.
Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
And you give so much to us.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Steve.
Give you that right there. 7 o'clock.
Was that a hand gesture?
7 o'clock here, top of the hour news with Steve and Ted. Wichita's new police chief apparently getting the jump on the job. He's already started here in Wichita. And a Mauna Loa volcano erupting in Hawaii. That's story coming up on Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.